It's time to talk business with Sonia Sorich.
Hey, Steve.
Sonia is digital editor for the Sacramento Business Journal. We talk about business stories on Fridays. New details came out this week about Downtown Commons. That's the area around Golden One Center. The Kimpton Hotel in that area now has a name.
It will be called the Sawyer, and that is after Judge Lorenzo Sawyer, a historic California judge who handed down one of the state's first environmental protection rulings. He came to California to mine gold and then practiced law in Sacramento and later in Nevada City.
What about restaurants around the arena? Any updates there?
Recently, I reported on a change of plans regarding one of the restaurants. Last year, around this time, officials announced three new restaurants that would come to Downtown Commons. They were all new to the market. And now we know that one of those restaurants, called Poor Society, is no longer coming to Downtown Commons. It will be replaced by a new concept, which is called State Fair, F-A-R-E, Kitchen and Bar, that will emphasize California cuisine and locally sourced ingredients. This comes from a Houston-based restaurant operator.
Why did the plans change?
It's kind of an interesting story. Poor Society, the previous concept, was also based in Houston. After they announced that first round of Downtown Commons restaurant tenants last year, the new operator, this entity that's operating State Fair, entered a joint venture with the Poor Society operator. Then an existing Poor Society location in Houston was also rebranded as State Fair.
In Midtown Sacramento, a well-known restaurant building is for sale. What's the story there?
We are talking about the site of Nationwide Freezer Meats, which is a popular burger joint on H Street. It has a strong following. This building is currently listed for $2.4 million, and a leasing brochure points to possible future usage, such as a new restaurant or even a brewery.
So is the burger place closing?
No. It's important to note that at least for now, it is staying open, and Nationwide Freezer Meats itself is not for sale. Basically, the restaurant operator who runs the business and owns the building is kind of testing the market. He knows this is a really good piece of real estate, and he's staying open to multiple possibilities. We get the sense that if the new right concept comes along, then the space could have a brand new future.
18 local businesses appear on the Inc. 5000 list of fastest growing companies, which was released this week. How does that number compare to previous years?
This is an increase from last year when 14 local companies appeared on the list, which evaluates revenue from those companies. And California has more than 660 companies on this highly watched list. That's the most of any state.
What sort of industries do these companies come from? Are they businesses people would recognize?
Well, the interesting thing is locally, we see a lot of small companies on this list. You might have heard of some of them, but others you might be learning about for the first time. Now, naturally, small companies have an advantage in these rankings because they start from a smaller base number. And none of the local companies mentioned on this list have revenue over $50 million. For an example, one of the fastest growing companies mentioned on the list locally is Slide Belts, which is based in El Dorado Hills and makes sliding belts that don't have the holes associated with traditional belts. So these are smaller businesses, many of which we might be learning about for the first time.
A new healthy dining destination opens on McKinley Boulevard this weekend. But this place is a little different, right?
Yes, mainly because it's for dogs. This business is called Healthy Hounds Kitchen. It's basically selling prepared frozen meals for dogs with an emphasis on healthy ingredients, even things such as kale and brown rice, the same sort of menu items we see at many businesses for humans. This is a new local project from three entrepreneurs, including the owner of the popular Crew restaurant.
Well, there are a lot of pet stores out there. Do you think this one will find an audience?
There is definitely a heightened interest in the pet food industry. Along those lines, many people are cooking at home for their pets because of health concerns, just like humans have become more interested and concerned about and cognizant of what we put in our bodies. We're sort of extending that philosophy to the way that we treat our pets. And there is a lot of competition in the market, but it's also important to know that many people label the pet industry as virtually recession-proof. We don't see a lot of declines in pet spending, and it seems like people are often willing to shell out a little extra money if it means that their pet's life might be extended a little longer.
So is this like a restaurant for dogs, or can you just pick up the food there?
You can pick up the food there, but I hear that at the grand opening, which is scheduled for Sunday, there will be a barbecue, and presumably that will include food for both humans and dogs, and there might even be some overlap. The owners say that these are all USDA-grade ingredients that both humans and dogs can feel confident eating.
Thanks, Sonia.
Thank you.
That's Sonia Sorich with the Sacramento Business Journal. You'll find more business news at capradio.org/business. This is Capital Public Radio.